Only a couple of weeks separates the launches of the new polymer £20 notes for the Royal Bank of Scotland, the Bank of Scotland and the Bank of England, with the Bank of England having gone first on the 20th of February. Like its plastic predecessors, the £5 and £10 notes, the new £20 note has been designed to be more secure, harder to forge, virtually unrippable, altogether tougher, and importantly, it can be distinguished from other notes in the new series by touch. Dave Williams from RNIB, who is vision impaired himself, gave us his assessment of the new English banknote, and Dave explained how RNIB had been initially involved in the development of this most recent series of foldable currency.
In 2016, RNIB did a piece of work with the Bank of England in readiness for this new range of polymer notes, and the 20 is like the sort of the next step in that journey, really. So we had the £5 note, which came along, and that's a polymer note that's been in circulation now for about 5 years. And then in 2017, the £10 note was launched with tactile markings to identify it as a £10 note. So you've got two clusters of dots in the top left-hand corner of the £10 note, and people hopefully are familiar with that by now. So now we have the new £20 note, which features three clusters of dots in the top left-hand corner, and that differentiates it from the £10 note. But it's very important, I think, to emphasise that the tradition of tiered sizing to indicate value, so the smaller the note, the smaller the value, so that the £5 note will continue to be the smallest, followed by the 10, the 20, and then if you're very lucky, a £50 note. So the sizes will continue to be tiered, and also the numerals on the note will continue to be bold text to try and maximise the visibility of the numbers on the note.
I was going to ask about that, whether there are any negatives to the new style polymer notes, in as much as getting a sort of high colour contrast for those with usable residual vision who may want to just look at a number rather than use them in a tactile way.
Well, the feedback I've had from blind and partially sighted people, and we did run some focus groups on this, is that they're quite happy with the size and the contrast. What I would say is, like anything new, it just takes a little bit of getting used to. But hopefully now that people have already got the £5 note and the £10 note, the 20 is going to be quite similar. And with these new polymer notes, the Bank of England tell us that they are cleaner, that they don't hold dirt as much as the old paper notes. They're safer. There are a lot more security features, holograms and things like that. And also the notes are stronger as well, so if they do accidentally go through the washing machine, they should be a little bit more robust long term.
That does rather invite the terrible pun that I hope no one goes in for money laundering.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So just to run through the notes there then, the polymer £5 note has no tactile indicators. That's the smallest of the notes. Then we come to the 10, which on the front top left, there are two clusters of dots that indicate that it's a £10 note. And then on the £20 note, there are three clusters of dots. And that's the new polymer £20 note. And you can, of course, still continue to use your old paper £20 notes. But of course, over time, we would expect those to start to be phased out.
Dave Williams from RNIB talking about the new Bank of England £20 note. And as mentioned, both the Royal Bank of Scotland and Bank of Scotland have similar, though of course visually different, polymer 20s in their new banknote ranges.